For the last 3 years, Ron Carley has served as Charlotte's city manager, responsible for running the day-to-day operations of the 16th largest city in America. Carley's contract expires in March. He announced last night that he won't seek a new contract, although it's unclear if Carley would have been offered one. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Ron Carley began his stint as Charlotte city manager in 2013 as an outsider. Carley relocated from the Washington, D.C. area, where he had been working with the International City and County Management Association.
I don't see myself coming in to take over this organization. I see myself coming in as a member of the organization to help facilitate the leadership and skill and talent that is already here.
From the beginning, Carley was very public and some felt brash. He launched audits of many city departments looking for what he saw as best practices and transparency. That reportedly rubbed some city staffers the wrong way. When Police Chief Rodney Monroe decided to retire last year, some, including members of the city council, wondered if Carley was to blame. Deciding whether to renew Carley's contract became an election year issue for the council, though they put that debate off until the new council was seated. Mayor Jennifer Roberts created a committee in December to decide if the city should renew Carley's contract. The Charlotte Observer reports that five-person committee of council members could not agree on whether or not to renew the contract. The city and Ron Carley say that's not right. That it was Carley himself who decided his time as manager was over, and the city sent out a letter from Carley, which reads in part, "The work I came to help the council achieve has largely been accomplished." But the timing of all this is problematic at best. The council is now in budget season, a time when the city manager's input and guidance is critical, and the city has not named an interim manager or a timeline for when a search for a replacement would be launched. As for Carley, his contract is up in March, but he could stay on longer if asked by the council. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.